This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Alexa Carabin doesn't buy tubes of paint at the art store for her unique paintings. She makes her own pigments, and not out of the usual materials. Carabin incorporates all kinds of found materials from nature in her paints, often from items she finds in the woods around her home. But one of the most unusual materials comes from her attachment to a special person in her life, her grandmother Rose. Carabin studied print media and painting at the Art Institute of Chicago, and her work has been exhibited internationally. Alexa, tell me about your grandmother, because every artist statement, every biography I see for you, you talk about grandmother. Tell me about her.
I was really, really, really close to my grandmother. She had a fascinating history. She was born in Turkey during the Armenian Genocide, and she was Armenian. And she came to the United States in 1920. She just is like a good, she was one, the best human I've ever met in my life. And I was enthralled with her history because really the Armenian Genocide was denied for many decades, and it haunted the people because they came from such a terrible situation, and to be told that it didn't happen was like very haunting. And it was denied because of political reasons. So I grew up Armenian, and for my thesis work in graduate school, it was all about that story of what happened to her.
Did you go back to explore? Have you ever traveled over to her hometown and where she grew
yes.
up? Oh, fascinating. What was that like?
I have traveled to Turkey. I don't know if I'd go back, but we did. And it was a really interesting experience to see that. And then my grandmother was, because of she grew up in that time period, she was a bit of a hoarder because I think it was just one of those things, like you didn't have anything, so you collected things.
Yeah, that happens a lot, yeah.
And one of the things she collected was jewelry.
Hmm.
And so I inherited this very large collection of her jewelry when she passed away. And I knew I would do something with it as an artist. Like I just looked at it and it was like a treasure, especially jewelry, because it's intimate. You wear it close to your body. It's something you collect with intention. And it really represented her life in a lot of ways. And
yeah.
So I had this collection of jewelry and I knew I would do something with it. And so it's sad. And I just didn't feel like I was good enough to like act on dispersing these things that were special to me until I got onto a path that like told a story. And so when it hit me that, okay, this is the time, I started incorporating her jewelry into my pieces. I had this epiphany of, one, I wanted to show that excitement that children have, and also that metaphor that we crush and smash and smush insects.
Mm.
So I was looking at this jewelry, and I do wear certain pieces, and there are pieces that I won't do anything with. But I started looking at it as a metaphor, like crushing the jewelry, like we crush nature and how we destroyed nature, and then reassembling it in a way that, one, I realized after painting hundreds and hundreds of small animals and insects that I would never be able to accomplish their true beauty. And they really are beautiful because, like, aesthetically, they're symmetrical, they're iridescent, they are beautiful, but our preconceived notions and our influence tells us they're not. So that's the idea that came to me, is like crushing this jewelry because the beads are beautiful in and of themselves, and reassembling them in a way that creates that excitement that we had when we were young.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. And then one of the pieces that I quite fell in love with as I was looking through your gallery of work was the deer, a painting inspired by a deer that was shot on your property. And I live in the country too, and I've come across deer carcasses on my property. So I identified when I read your blog with how you responded to that deer. So tell that story.
So I was sitting outside my studio one day, and I heard a gunshot that was very close to me, and it was just shocking. It was just a gunshot. And I live in kind of the country, but in a residential area. There's homes nearby, so like you don't hear gunshots that often. And so I walked around to the front of the house, and a police officer came up the driveway and told me that he had shot a deer. And I was like, I have social anxiety. So I was like, really just in shock about the whole thing. And he got in his car and he left. So I had no explanation of why this happened. And I assume it was because the deer had been hit and he was putting it out of its misery. But I felt it like a sign, because it was such a strange thing to happen. And so I got in my car and I drove around and I tried to find this deer, and I couldn't find it. And a few days later I did. It was far into my property by like 40, 50 feet, really close to where I was standing when it happened. And by now, you know, I'm obsessed with insects, and I started watching the life overtake this deer. So I came back a few weeks later, it was completely covered in insects, and it actually was a fascinating, beautiful thing to watch. And I kept going back and watching and watching. And after a few months, there was nothing left. It had completely returned to the earth, and the only thing that was left was a tuft of fur. So I collected a little bit of the fur. And the next day, after I collected the fur, a giant oak tree fell onto where the body was in such a way that, like, the tree branches fell and I couldn't get there, but it was still accessible by other animals. And I just thought, what a beautiful just story about this deer going back to the earth and how it was utilized by the earth. And I'm also really interested in how trees interact with the earth, and they drop their leaves, and the leaves are, you know, used as nutrients for their roots, and there's this cycle involved with trees. So really the oak tree just created this beautiful story. And then after COVID started in the spring, I ventured out of my home and kind of like forced, like, we got to get out and enjoy nature. And it was the first day, like, nice day that I got my kids out of the house. And I was met with a lot of inspiration. Like, I found a salamander that was inspiring, and some insects and things. And I looked into a birdhouse that I had, and I looked in there, and there was a nest that was made out of deer hair, the deer fur. And that added to the story, and it was just such an inspiring moment. After that, I made the second piece in the series called The Nest.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Alexa Carabin. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.